If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. This is season 23. I am Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl in Paris with Angela Tours, joined by Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead, my best friend 2,000 miles away. This is year five of the show, which is cray cray. And here we are.
Oh my gosh.
It's so nuts. This season, we are looking with you at the Symphony of Homemaking. Our theme for this season is Make It Sing.
Yes.
It can be hard to sing when something feels really monotonous and really repetitive. So we're here. We're in your earbuds. We're on your speaker on the kitchen counter. We're doing the thing with you. We're just doing it with you. We're not ahead of you. We're just literally doing it with you. I called Shay this week. I said, I want to talk about cleaning because there's parts of my house that are so messy and there's parts of my house that are singing. So here we are. How are you?
Yeah, I was telling Angela, we were just chatting on the phone real fast before we hopped on here. And I was saying, you know, the thing about homemaking is it is repetitive. And so much of what we talk about here on the show, we've talked about before. But guess what? It's because we're doing the same thing that generations of people have done before us. Granted, we might have robotic vacuums or Spotify playlists playing or whatever while we're cleaning. But the core of what we're doing as homemakers hasn't changed at all. And look, it is repetitive. So if you're listening to this and thinking, goodness gracious, we're talking about cleaning again. Well, that's kind of the point. It's kind of exactly why we're here, is because this is an everyday job. That's why we call it the everyday grind. We're showing up, we're doing the same things over and over. And I'll tell you what, as soon as you leave your parents' house and you're cleaning your home yourself, you better find a way to love it, because you're going to have to clean stuff for the rest of your life. Unless you're independently wealthy and you're probably not listening to this podcast.
You still have to pick up before the house cleaners get there. Come on.
That is true. So I am all about making it sing. And we had a really fun week in this department because I told you guys last week we were going to paint our living room.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get to that, but she be singing, let me just tell you. So let's say thank you to season 23's sponsor, Dry Farm Wines. Please do not fast forward. Please support our sponsors. We chose them with such care for reasons that we talk about here every week, for reasons that are going to really be a blessing to your home. That's the idea. These aren't just mindless companies. All of them we have partnered with, we have chosen for a very particular and wonderful reason. And Dry Farms is obviously no exception. They've been with us since pretty much day one, right?
Yeah, but you forgot to cue the wine music.
Oh, excuse me.
If music is going to be a theme this season, let's have our wine music song. Yeah, there's definitely a theme running throughout all of our sponsors. I love that. It makes me feel good about bringing them to the audience. And I really love that. So Dry Farm is bringing you low alcohol content, low sugar, biodynamic wines. There's a lot of stuff going on out there about alcohol. It's a lot of algorithm-based, clickbaity stuff, and I'm really thrilled that we can be happy about bringing you Dry Farm, because we're talking about a really authentic way of wine being made. There's no extra junk. There's no added sugar, low alcohol content. I have a bottle to share with you.
Okay.
I brought this one upstairs. This is from yesterday. It's called Soleil à l'Est, so Eastern Sun. And it's really beautiful. It's 92% Syrah, 5% Grenache, and 3% Sansol. It's a Côte de Rhône. Have you had this one with a little sunshine?
Oh, I have not.
Way back here.
Duh. I got my Dry Farms order yesterday, and I get the 12 box.
Yeah.
I recognized one bottle. Like, they're bringing it. I was like,
yeah, I've never had this one before. I really am enjoying it. It's a 2022, and it's really nice. These grapes in particular are grown on limestone soils, some of the highest in the Côte de Rhône area, and it's a really beautiful bottle of wine. It's got berries and character, and it tastes...
If you convert to Dry Farm Wines, which you should, go to dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Use that link because you get an extra bottle in your first order. When you do, you'll notice that the wines are young. A year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, even from that year. Now, there is a reason for this, and it's because in order for wines to be preserved for long periods of time, they need a higher alcohol content. In order to get a higher alcohol content, you either have to concentrate the grapes in some way, something like an ice wine, where they naturally concentrate their flavors, or you have to add sugar and preservatives. So if you add sugar, the grapes have more food, they produce more alcohol during the fermentation. That's how you get those really high alcohol wines that will store for 50 years. These wines won't do that. That's part of the natural piece of this puzzle. So it's just an interesting thing you'll notice.
Well, what I like about it, too, along those lines, is that they're family wines. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way I look at them, is you've got these families across, you know, Europe and Africa and Australia making these wines in this old school historic method. And it just feels like a family wine, no, this is the way our little family can make these wines. Sometimes these vineyards are just like 15 hectares. They're not big. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just got a kind of a touchy feely vibe to me. I like it.
It really does. So dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic is where you can go to give Dry Farms a try, have them delivered in a bottle of, or a box of 3, 6, 9, 12 whites, reds, bubblies. Pick your joy, as it were.
Enjoy. Okay, so we're looking today specifically at cleaning, this art of tidy living, and most importantly, finding joy in the process, because that also is a running theme on the show, is our heart posture in a particular situation. And we are right here with you. It can get really challenging to schlep the same crap and do the same thing day in and day out. We're not always listened to the way we want to be listened to. We're not always appreciated the way we should think we should be appreciated. And the only thing that I can change in that, or I can be in control of, you know, in that situation, is me and my heart and my response. And I will be the first to admit, it's not always a pretty response. I got martyr syndrome, just like I'm hoping many of our listeners have. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not alone. Like, this is, managing a home and keeping a home is tough, especially if you have expectations. Now, some people, you know, I have friends that will say, I'm a messy. It is not my first inclination to create a clean environment, but my husband comes from a clean home. And so I've had to learn how to do that to keep, you know, some semblance of peace and harmony in the home, because it's important to him. It's really important to me. It doesn't mean I can always accomplish it. And, you know, a home is if you're in a one bedroom ranch, or you're in, you know, a big, huge McMansion, like, it is a lot to manage. There's so many pockets. There's so many drawers. There's so many socks, you know, if you're looking at this and going, but how can I? You're not alone. It is a big deal to... Ange, do not disturb on your phone. Sorry about that. Awkward. It is a big deal to keep a space orderly and tidy, and to come up with a routine and even create good habits for yourself. Sorry, I'm totally distracted. Take it because I'm going to turn my do not disturb on.
Well, I think you actually said something important that I think is maybe a good place to start, especially
Okay.
if we have homemakers who are new or who are sort of getting and finding their footing as a homemaker, perhaps finding their footing as a married person, or even just somebody who has moved out of home and has an apartment, somebody who is in the process of building a home. Whomever they share that home with, a roommate, your children, a spouse, to get on the same page and to understand that person and understand what a home is to them, and vice versa. This is a two-way street. It is actually very common that a messy marries a clean, okay? And those two have to become one and learn how to live in harmony with that. Now, in our home, the children just have to follow suit. Stu and I have established what a home looks like, feels like, smells like, functions like for us, which is going to be personal. And that most certainly took some years to find. He had to learn how to embrace my desire to do certain things. Right? And I, in turn, also had to adapt and to him and the chaos that can kind of ensue from my wild-brained ideas and be sensitive to that. And so I think even that is a great place to start. If you just bulldoze into the situation and say, well, this is how I like to keep a house, and therefore this is the way exactly that we're going to do it. Look, you are probably going to spend the majority of your time as a homemaker extremely frustrated in the process and in the results. So perhaps a great place to start is to have realistic expectations catered around the entire group that will be impacted by the home.
I mean, it's for many women, their surroundings are attached to how they feel. Like they're it's not separate from their mood or how they're feeling about themselves for the day. Their surroundings, their home is an extension of themselves. And so it is important to get on the same page and to sort of have like a family cohesiveness as best you can.
Best you can.
As best you can. I mean, come on. It's talking about like how many sinners under one roof, you know?
Yeah, it's very true. But it is, it gives you at least a starting point, which is beneficial. And then it kind of morphs into this territory of like, okay, then who does what? Who does what? And I think that is a very important conversation to have because, for example, if I grew up in a home and my dad takes the trash out and then I get married and my husband doesn't, but I expect the man to take the trash out. That's not my mom's role. That's my dad's role, right? I mean, it just, you realize where all these miscommunications happen. And look, we had Darla on last season or the season before. She's going to come back this
Soon.
season. And you asked me, okay, what do we want to talk to Darla about? And I just keep thinking, communication. Like, the hardest piece of the puzzle is learning how to communicate super well with the people that we love so much, we don't always see eye to eye with. But setting those roles is still super important. And in our home, you know, Stu's not the visionary necessarily, right? He's, I cast out to him and hope the fish bites.
No, I that yeah, I resonate with that.
But also, I feel like in some ways, I get the freedom to be able to do that because kind of the everyday cleaning, we all pitch in here. We have to. I say this all the time, but like we do school here, we work here, we run our business from here, we live here, and it is a small house. So it's all hands on deck. It's all hands on deck.
When you guys are, so you school at the table, right?
Yes,
Yeah,
we
and then
school at the
you're
table.
cooking in the kitchen and creating recipes in the kitchen for your job. And like, what does the space between your linen closet, your built-in there in the hallway, and your front door, the kitchen door, look like by 2:30?
I mean, hell.
Just wondered.
Just it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I stand back every day at about 1:45 to 2:15, and I just stand at the sink and I look towards the north windows at this just hellscape of crumbs
It's
and books
homemaker hell.
and knives and mayonnaise and leftover scrambled eggs and espresso grounds and homeschool and charts and checklists and pencil shavings. And that's me in the room. I'm not leaving that space during that time. Like, I'm on duty. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yep.
It's
It's
just.
shocking. It's shocking. And I'll tell you. So let's see. Our oldest is a freshman this year. So we've been homeschooling for a little while. And it's taken me some time to settle into this homemaker piece where it's like, yes, you look at that hellscape and you think, what on earth? What are y'all doing? Like, I'm picking up after myself. I don't understand what you're doing. But I've learned. To hold my tongue, and I don't get angry if it's pickup stuff. So like a pickup is like, okay, mom has to be like, everybody, pick whatever's leftovers going in the trash, which I threaten. If it's left on the table, I'm throwing it away. So all hands, 15 minutes, it's all picked up. And so I've learned like, okay, so there's pencils on the floor. Look, let it go. Give yourself 15 minutes before you go make dinner or whatever, and you can pick it up. So I've learned to not get upset at that piece of the mess. It's then when you go to wipe off the table and you open up the linen cupboard and like the towels fall out at you and the thing of ibuprofen spills over, and like a cat jumps out at you and you're just like, all right, okay. Or go into the bathroom and there's, things that shouldn't be left out. Those are the kinds
Three
of things.
toilet paper rolls on the counter.
Yeah, where you're just like, okay. Like that's like a deeper issue, which I think is kind of what we're kind of getting at today, right? Most of us know how to tidy, run the dishwasher, run the vacuum through, but like, what about the hall closet? What about the getting behind by 12 loads of laundry? What about underneath beds? Like, what about these pieces that when they're together and organized, you feel like I can do this? And those to me are the tipping points.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to cut the show short. But like,
I
you
jump
know.
ahead? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying,
Okay.
like, I'm a lot older than you, and I think I've really resigned myself to the fact it's not happening.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Do you mean
I
like the
mean,
pockets of stuff?
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't get them. I mean, I can no, let me say. I can get them. Okay, so like
Okay.
yesterday, the heavens opened,
Okay.
school was done. I've been, really strategic about my work schedule, working very early in the morning before I work out. I sit, relax, then I work out. That's really helped. But there's still not enough time. I mean, like I'm a doer. I like to do a lot in the day, so it's partially my fault. But as far as like yesterday, for example, the heavens opened. I hadn't vacuumed in days. I just thought to myself, "Oh my gosh, I can vacuum. Like I can do this. I can vacuum from the front door clear to the living room this is amazing. I did it. It looks spectacular. It's amazing how just running a vacuum makes it look. But like that is not happening every day for me. And I just have found that like if I just stay in that space of being so mad that I can't pull that off. And now I say can't because I am choosing to do other things. I am choosing to work out over an hour a day, right? Like I am choosing other things. But you can't do it all. You have to choose something and something has to fall away. But it frustrates me. And I find that for those extra things, like the linen closet, golly, I love me a tidy linen closet. Towels all lined up, edges going the right way. And, you know, if I stay in that space of like being frustrated with myself more than anyone, because nobody else is going to do the linen closet, you know?
Right.
It's not good. I'm really hard on myself.
Yeah.
But I've just noticed like those pockets are few and far between. There's dust bunnies under the couch until I get down there. That's just the way it is.
And there are seasons where you can do it more. I mean, yes, genuinely, sure. I don't mean just even seasons of life. I mean, like actual seasons.
I mean, like literal seasons. Like right now we are full. We are doing two homeschool days in one to prepare for how the train's going to come off the tracks when I'm in France. So I leave in 9 weeks and I'm gone for two. That's a big deal for a family. So like there isn't like I'm not devoting the time to the dust bunnies. I'm devoting the time to getting ahead and getting in order so that when I'm gone, it's people are like they don't feel behind the eight ball.
Yeah. And you know what? Again, like seasons when the kids were really little, I've shared this before here. We had cleaners come in every 2 weeks to get the dust bunnies. Yeah. I had four kids.
And you have nap time. Like, there's no break.
I had four kids in 5 years. Like, there was a decade of my life.
I had six and 10.
I do not remember. I do not remember. Yeah. My brother-in-law would come over and he'd be like, oh, did you hear so-and-so's new album? No, Jerry. Did you see this new movie? No, Jerry.
No.
Like, we're not living in the land of the living right now. And there was this amazing day when our house, this was our rental house. I'm paying people to clean my rental house. Okay. Like this is just the phase of life that we were at.
Yeah.
My Owen was, I don't know, 3 years old maybe. And maybe two. And I had been cooking. The kitchen was a mess. I was writing a cookbook at the time. So I was just doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I had a basket of eggs on the corner of the counter and he reached up and grabbed it, pulled it, and it landed on the carpet and they all went exploded. I mean, probably four dozen eggs. And I just stared at it. I stared at it for probably 20 minutes and then I hear this knock on my door and it's the cleaners. And I just, tears come to my eyes and I was like, they didn't speak any English, but I was like, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. And I just grabbed Georgia, grabbed Owen, grabbed Will, went into our van with our duct tape door, you know, and I was like, I'm going to go buy a $6 coffee that I cannot afford. But like, I don't know what else to do right now. And like, first off, I mean, and now we have, because of the stage that we're at with our work, with the actual season of like, we can't really spend time outside right now, not in a meaningful way. It's too cold. There's snow. So it's not like in the summer where we live half the time outside and eat all the time outside. And there have been seasons of our life where we've just had to say, no, we actually need help. I need help. Because I'm not a full-time homemaker. I mean, I can't be, right? Like, we're schooling, we're working, we have jobs, we have obligations, we're out of the home 2 days a week for co-op. So now we have Maribel, and she's, every time she's here, I say, God bless you, Maribel. God bless you. Maribel, God bless you. And I love her so much.
Aww.
And she'll just come for a few hours a week and primarily help me with my toilets and floors. That's it.
Honestly, yeah.
And I genuinely pay her to mop, sweep, and vacuum my floors. And it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It genuinely is. And so part of it was just, wisdom or experience in saying, you know what? I actually can't do this by myself. Like that is a piece of things. I mean, think about people who are listening who might actually be physically unable to do this, to even something like carrying a vacuum up and downstairs, or for whatever reason, maybe your kids are really little. Maybe they're not home at all, but you're really busy. Maybe you work out of the home. Like, I can think of 100 different scenarios in which it would be maybe the wisest thing of a homemaker to say, you know what? I'm actually going to devote my time that I get to devote to homemaking. I would like to devote it to cooking really good food or ironing clothes or whatever. I don't know. Redoing furniture, whatever you want to do. That might actually be a smarter way to go about it for some people.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
I don't know.
And God. Maribel's pretty recent, right?
Yeah. So Amber, who we also had on last season, my friend Amber, this is, she knows Maribel. And Maribel doesn't speak any English, and I speak very bad Spanish, if any at all. Okay. And then my Italian crosses with my Spanish. And like, I got into my Italian lesson the other day and I'd been texting with Maribel in Spanish, and I was just like, hola. And she was, my tutor was like, are you serious?
Wrong
is
text,
this,
wrong
is
thread.
This what we're starting with today? It's going to be a bad one. Anyway, so Amber messages me and she's like, I feel like this would actually be really helpful for you right now, you know, because you talk about the like, hey, I'm trying my best here. This is me doing my best.
Yeah.
And
well,
was,
it's
I
like
wasn't
I
quite
told
getting
you.
there.
Like sometimes like people come over or my mom or something, and this has been my theme for years. Like what you see is my best. Like I'm not, this is me like in the morning. Like if you know, some I go to bed early these days and the kids stay up later and they eat.
They eat.
It's crazy. And I just never get to come down to that like kitchen, you know, like when they're little they nap and you can clean when they're napping, and they go to bed at 7:30 and you can clean after they go to bed. Someone is always awake in this house. Like maybe people aren't awake between like 11:30 and then 4:55. Those are the quiet hours.
Yep.
Yeah, but like, you know, I'll wake up and just be like in the dark wiping things down, and I'm not bitter at all.
No. Okay. So we are cleaning. Let's stop and say thank you to our sponsors. And then I do want to touch on this why of tidiness that we have in our outline, because I think this is so good. So look, you're going to be cleaning your house. You're going to be mopping your floors, scrubbing your toilets, doing your laundry, cleaning stains out of your furniture. You need Branch Basics. So you need to go to Branch Basics and you need to use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word. And with that, you get 15% off their starter kits. And now you can also get 15% off their ultimate starter kit, which has their laundry detergent in it as well, which is very good. This is what I use for stain cleaning. And it's just so helpful. And I'm telling you, I actually cleaned out. Oh, I felt so posh. I cleaned out my cleaning box the other day. I refilled all my Branch Basics bottles. So you get the concentrate, you get all the bottles. Everything was topped up. I scrubbed off the outside of my bottles. I cleaned all the nozzles. They're supposed to be reusable. So you only buy the kit one time, and then you just buy the concentrate, dilute it down to all your beautiful bottles. Part of it is just having the right tools in your toolbox. And with this one, there's no chemicals, no fragrances, nothing that's going to harm you, your kids, your pets. It's all hypoallergenic. It's one cleaner concentrate to rule them all for everything that you need to clean in your home. So you can go to branchbasics.com and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC. This is such a strong and powerful cleaner, and you're going to love it. Did I say the code HOMEMAKERCHIC?
You did.
Okay.
Okay. The next code I want you to remember is SING20. Mm-hmm. And speaking of linen closets, I want you to go to AmericanBlossomLinens.com. I want you to fill your cart up with all sorts of fabulous American-made goodness. Use the code SING20. If it's minus 23 with a wind chill in your neighborhood, like it is mine, then maybe you should get one of their beautiful, beautiful, incredible quilts. But everything they have that they're bringing you is made in America. The cotton is grown in the South. And these products are made and woven to last a lifetime. Janet and her beautiful company, American Blossom Linens, have been with us since about day one. So visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the code SING20 for 20% off, which is sweet.
Mm-hmm. That is sweet.
It is sweet.
The why of tidiness. Look, are we allowed to just admit that, like, we are happier when our homes are tidier?
I am. I'm sorry. Like, if that makes me a weak person and hormonal, I am. I am a better, because not everyone is geared up this way. I super am. When my surroundings are in order, my mind is peaceful.
I can focus
on the people. That's what I mean. I'm creative. I'm inspired. I'm all the things I want to be when my surroundings are in order. When they're not, I just don't feel good. And I know some of that's healthy and some of that is not. I'm super aware of that. Okay. But dang it anyways, I'm just such a better person when it's in order.
I taught a bread workshop this morning, got done, came out to a horrendous kitchen, cleaned the kitchen, wiped off the counters, started the dishwasher. And as soon as I took a step back, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make some bread.
You're like, you don't mind making another mess or doing another project because you're like, ooh, yeah. Feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was completely emotionally impacted by it. And listen, let's talk about my living room because I want to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
About
you're it. A beautiful new yellow color.
Okay. Let's hear it. So originally the idea with our living room, we painted it this forest green color, like I shared with you last week, was I wanted it to feel like a British study with the Chesterfield sofa, you know, and gold frames and stone fireplace and dark moody walls and books everywhere, just books and books and books. And that was beautiful for a time. I had big drapes over the windows and it was quite lovely. And then I don't know if this is hormones. I don't know what it is. But one day I walked into that room and I was just like, hell no.
We're done here. I thought you meant you wanted it to look like a study now. I was like, wait.
Oh, no. When originally.
I was like, wait. Originally.
It was weird. It was like emotionally, I was in love with this room. And then one day I woke up and I realized who I was in bed with. I was like, wait, what? I don't want to do this. That was a bad analogy. Excuse me. But again, being sensitive to my family, like I can't just be like, I'm not going to work this week. I'm just going to paint the living room. I used to be able to do that when the kids were little. I gave it zero thought. I was like, what color of paint do I have?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kids, it's Lego time. Mom's going to paint the living room. Life is not like that anymore. And so I had to ask for help, knowing I couldn't do it myself. I had to ask my parents. We had to schedule a time for them to come. I had to go get all the supplies, which was a thing in and of itself. And I had to really genuinely plan for it at a time where it wouldn't put this undue stress on my family. And by the way, not as fun as just emotionally painting. Okay. Like emotionally moving furniture. I miss those days. I really
rage
do.
Decorating.
Rage decorating.
That's what I call it. It's rage decorating.
Oh, just like, I want it to be different and I want it to be different now. I'm trying to grow up. Stu, I'm trying so hard to grow up for you.
Rage decorating is super fun though.
Oh, it's so and Friday afternoon. Get it.
Yeah. I think it's like because for me it's so few and far between. It's in its hormone, it's chemical. Rage decorating is chemical. Yeah, you're like, oh, I have an idea. Yeah, I have adrenaline. There's cortisol. I've got the perfect potion. It's on like Donkey Kong.
I wasn't able to paint at that moment. And so what I did was we spent all day Saturday painting. I mean, like all day. And I was one stroke in and I was just like, I really don't want to do this right now. But I knew this was my moment. But the cortisol had left the building. And so, but I knew I had to. I had my help there. And you know what we did? We put on a Goodyear.
I was going to say, what, did you have a playlist? Like, how did you?
Well, I asked my parents, I was like, do you want music? Do you want no music? And mom said, no music for now. Let's just talk. So we did that for a good long while. And then about lunch, I put out some cheeses. I put out some wine. And then we put on a Goodyear and we watched a Goodyear while we did it, which was really lovely.
Yeah. So, because, you know, that movie is so yellow. The light so in that movie is so beautiful. It's literally like a yellow haze.
Yes.
We're going to that. So you can't go in the house because they're very private, but they do have a wine tasting there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going on our Provence trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my favorite movie. The kids, Junior today was like, what are your favorite movies, Mom? I'm like, well.
Just a Goodyear. That's it for me.
Gone with the Wind, Cat on a Hat Tin Roof. A Goodyear.
I love that movie so much. It makes me
but
so happy.
Yellow. But so how fun to like have that vibe because that yellow you picked is very.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of one of the inspirations for it was just the colors there. Like, how can I make this room? How can I make this room sing? That was genuinely what I was asking myself. Yeah. And I thought, for whatever reason, yellow right now, I have a yellow bathroom. I have a yellow ceiling in my kitchen. I have a yellow office. I have a yellow music studio. Like, yellow is making me so happy. It's just a happy color.
And all your yellows like on the same?
Oh,
like
yeah. They're warm.
On the same paint chip, as it were. Yeah.
No, they're not. But they're not. Okay. They're not connected. So I have lemony from Magnolia. I have cottage feel from Magnolia. I have.
But I mean, were they all painted on a card together? Do they
no.
all?
No. Okay. This one I painted. This is the worst name for a paint. It's so unrepresentative of what it is. Sherwin-Williams has let me down. It's called Popcorn Kernel.
Ew.
I know. I almost didn't do it because the name was so bad, but it's really beautiful. I did it in a semi-gloss, and so the walls literally beam light.
Oh, they reflect.
They reflect. It's
cool.
And listen, I'm just talking about emotional impact of here. Okay, we're getting down a rabbit trail. I'm talking about emotional impact of tidiness off the charts. Off the charts. Everything has to be moved when we paint. We paint the ceiling, the trim. Everything is yellow. Oh. The window trim is a few shades darker from the same paint chip. Just a few. Okay? It's all yellow. I've taken all the curtains down. The windows are just open. And this room has two full walls, almost ceiling to floor of windows. Mm. You can see the entire valley and it's beautiful. Our family has been growing. It's just, everyone's getting bigger. So we take a sofa from our room, a blue navy velvet sofa. From our room up into the living room.
Did you put it in the yellow room?
Yes, of course I did. So now we have our three sofas.
I love that sofa. I don't covet that sofa at all.
The stone fireplace, the yellow ceiling, panoramic views of the valley. And look at, by the way, none of my stuff is fancy. If this sounds fancy, it's not. There's still a Lego table in my room. There's everything's thrifted. I mean, everything's thrifted. The vibrations of that room and what it's done for our family this week is off the charts. I just cannot believe. I've said this 100 times on the podcast, and here I am saying it again. The power that you have as a homemaker with your creativity and your beauty, your ability to cultivate beauty and your tidiness, it is so severe in your home. What you can do with it is unbelievable.
You can't underestimate. You think it's just for you. It's really easy to think this is my idea. I need to paint the living room. But the way a family responds, husband, children, no matter how what their age is, the way they respond to a curated environment, like
it's palpable.
It's palpable. It always, this is a terrible analogy.
I love when a story starts like this.
So bad. But you know, when you keep pigs and you put down fresh straw in the pig pen, just go hog nutty.
Yeah.
They're so happy. They frolic on their back. They just go berserk. They just love it. They're so appreciative of it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying my family are pigs. Sometimes they are. But they do. It's like not they respond to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the other night we got frozen pizzas from our health food store. And we came
home. You
got
frozen pizzas?
I got frozen pizzas. It was a special treat for my family. And you know what? I'm glad I did it. And they were really high quality, by the way.
Special treat for you.
Special treat. So I make them these frozen pizzas.
Okay.
Stu and I pour just a delicious little local cider that we love. We lit a huge fire in the fireplace. We turn on Atlantis, the old Disney animated Atlantis. And we sit around in the living room. I pushed all the couches so there's just more room for everybody. Brought this huge plant from my bathroom that had just really outgrown its space. And I put it on a plant stand in there. So it's just like this massive green foliage just right behind the couch. And it's like everyone's just looking around at each other like, oh my gosh. Juju goes, can we just do this every night? This is so fun. And all we were doing is sitting and watching a movie together. But like people wanted to be in there.
Yeah.
It was just right. And I think that emotional impact of tidiness, whatever that looks like, whether you have help, don't have help, you know, whether your house is big or small or whatever, like that is the goal for me as the homemaker. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I cultivate that?
Well, and because when that is happening, well, not that they are noticing, but they're not noticing the dust on the stairs or that the linen closet maybe isn't tidy. Like you've created like a family atmosphere.
Yep. It's the atmosphere.
That's how I feel when there's like, you know, I try to keep fresh flowers and a candle always in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they get shuffled around, you know, because of what we do to the space during the day. But then when it's finally all cleaned up and maybe people are watching movies or whatever, but the candle and the flowers are back on the table with a doily or fabric or something.
Yep.
Everybody loves that.
Everybody loves that. And look, we're talking about cultivating beauty. So let's stop and say thank you to Toops & Co. They are a sponsor of Homemaker Chic Podcast. And I'll tell you this, in the vein, as I like to say, of cultivating beauty, I have a beautiful little silver tray that sits right alongside my sink in my bathroom. And I have it just stacked with all my Toops stuff, my face soaps and my glow serums and my reparative serums and my masks and my little mask brush and my little bar of French clay soap and all of their beautiful and wonderful things, all just out there so that you can admire the bottles and you can pick them up and smell them or just slap on a little glow serum when you're feeling a little dull without any chemicals, no gross toxins, no fillers, no artificial colors, no artificial fragrances, just genuinely high quality skincare and makeup. Like Angela says, this is not your patchouli scented health food store makeup. That ship has sailed.
That ship has sailed. And the packaging is so beautiful. So I have this two-tiered mirror tray on my nightstand. You know me, I love to sit and slather in the evenings. And I have all my skincare lined up there. And the other day, Anais goes, "That bottle is so beautiful. The reparative serum, the new packaging for the reparative serum is stunning. Mm-hmm. It looks like something from Nordstrom's." So these products are designed to hydrate and balance and rejuvenate your skin. No garbage. There's no garbage. So there's no hormone disruptors for those of you with growing children, growing teens in the house, and you want to manage breakouts. And, you know, maybe you've got a little Sephora girl in your house and she wants product. This is the way to go. They have makeup and skincare products for men, shaving products for men, just a complete line for the family. And with Homemaker Chic Podcast, you can use the code HMC10 for 10% off all the time. So go check out what they have going on. They're doing like a detox campaign. So you can sign up for their emails and learn all year long. It's like this year-long detox. So it is a big deal to sort of take your medicine cabinet or your toilet and revamp it. Say you want to go chemical-free for the year. That's a mindset overhaul. It's a big deal. So they are there to support you even with phenomenal education via their emails. So check out tubesandco.com. Use the coupon code HMC10 for 10% off. The official lip color of the Homemaker Chic Podcast is naturally red wine. So get yourself a stick of that, right?
Yes. Okay. So we have a few more minutes here, but I want to talk about something that I actually thought about too. When it comes to a tidy home.
Okay.
A tidy home can easily, even a beautiful home, even maybe even more so, can really become an idol. It can be. I said an idol.
What? Yeah.
And at the expense of your family and everybody that you love. You can seek after Atlantis, as it were. Ladies, it doesn't exist. And sadly, we lost one of our betta fish this week. It was quite sad. And so anyway, we still have two other ones. So I was cleaning their tanks and talking to them and telling them how sorry that I was that, you know, this had happened. And his name was Stan. Stan died, you know, blah, 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 blah. And when I redid the living room, I moved the betta tanks into the living room where they could see outside and like get fresh sunlight. I don't know if they don't care. Okay. I care because it made me feel happy. Like they had clean tanks and I'd put them where they would be a little bit just safer from the cats, shall we say. Anyway. And I mean, that same day I have three cats. Okay. Three indoor outdoor cats. So you can imagine like that's dirty. I have four kids, also dirty. I have two dogs, also dirty. So there's a lot of dirty. And I actually thought when I was cleaning out the betta tanks, I'm genuinely like grateful that I am participating. I'm choosing to participate in pieces of life that actually make life dirtier. Okay. My life would be way tidier without a husband, without kids, without betta fish, without dogs, without cats.
Yeah.
And my life would be exponentially sadder without all of these little wonderful things that bring me, look, houseplants. Houseplants are really messy, actually. Yeah. But these are things that enrich our life. And so I think it's what kind of going back to what you said, it really is about what we call the aroma of your home. So much more so than the destination of a picture perfect home.
I thought you said destination.
A destination.
I was like, ooh, could that be a word? Can we make that a word?
A destination. Yeah. So it genuinely, it sounds so cliche. It is more about finding joy in the process of it. And sort of celebrating.
Cliches are cliches for a reason.
They are.
They're there for a purpose. I mean, they serve a purpose.
Yeah. When I cleaned my stupid betta tank, I must have walked by it 30 times and I was like, dang, that looks good. And I'd feed him a little bit more, you know? Right. And it just made me so happy. Was the whole house clean? No, it was not.
No.
But it was this kind of joy in the process and celebrating not only like these little victories, but in what's important to you. Those are victories. And so, you know, just as we're thinking about, you know, I loved your analogy last week of just the symphony. Symphony requires a lot of moving pieces to play together.
And sometimes if you've been to the symphony, you'll see they're just sitting there holding their instruments. Sometimes they're not happening so that another section gets the spotlight. And that is what happens in the home. There's one area that's singing and there's another area, not so much. And that is okay. And as homemakers, we need to embrace grace during those times and just know that it's going to all work out in the end. And you cannot do it all. You can do your very best and you can take joy in your home. And that is good enough.
Yeah, that is good enough. And you know, do what I always do. If things are really off the rails, what I like to do is put on a very emotional early 2000s, like, oh, what would you even call it? Like alt rock playlist or something ridiculous. Okay. Or 90s R&B, also a good choice. Have a little dance party and just be like, whatever.
I had to put mine on in my headphones the other day. I put on Dr. Dre. That's what I was feeling in my kitchen. I rage clean to Dr. Dre. Like, I got this.
I finally
looks good.
Had to resort. There's an Italian pop star. Her name's Annalisa. And I love her. I mean, it's just trashy pop. Okay. But what I love about it is I can play it and my kids don't understand the words.
Wish I could do that with Dr. Dre.
And so it's just like, yeah, this is just fun pop music. But, you know, you don't have to worry about like Rihanna lyrics coming on.
Yeah,
or
right.
Something.
Yeah, for sure.
So whatever it is, like, again, we say this all the time. Music is powerful. Use it. Manipulate your situation as needed with music. No one will remember that your floors were dirty.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to just keep making it sing. We have some great episodes coming up for you this season, some beautiful guests, and we're so happy that you're here with us. Have a beautiful week, and we'll be with you next week.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.